ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Bougainville, where Ishmael Turama has been returned to office as president following a landslide victory. Mr. Turama, who is the incumbent, defeated six rival candidates to win the presidential seat by securing close to 70% of votes. Here's the president-elect speaking after the results were announced on Friday.
Whilst I'm standing here as the president-elect, it is once again an honour to be part and parcel of this transparent and accountable elections moving forward. The people of Bougainville have spoken. The overwhelming majority vote is for the people. Then our people have spoken through the sacred part of our papers. You know, people coming out and saying there has been discrepancies. To me, I see that people have voted for their destiny. The destiny of Bougainville enshrined in Part 14 of the National Constitution, which has given that right, that absolute right for the people in this political process. Through the Kokopo Agreement, the Wabek Agreement, the Eraqon Covenant, and the Mary Nation Relationship Agreement.
And that was the sounds from the counting centre in Buka. Well, one person who has been covering the elections closely is Calvin Casper, journalist in charge of Bougainville for the national broadcaster NBC. He now joins us on the line from Buka. With that, I say good morning, Calvin.
Good morning, Agnes.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Calvin, look, what is the reaction to his win? Because I'm pretty curious to hear how the public are reacting to, you know, this news of Ishmael Turama winning a second term in office.
The reaction here in Bougainville has been calm. It seems everyone, most of the voters have put their preference on Ishmael Turama for another term, and the reaction has been calm. Everyone has welcomed the news calmly. The atmosphere is calm. Everyone has welcomed the news as what they've voted for.
Mm. And he's actually won by 90,000 votes, right, out of 130,000 votes. I mean, that's a massive win by any standard. What does it say about his level of support and popularity there?
That is correct. The win by Ishmael Turama for a second term is over 30,000 votes clear from the absolute majority of 69,000. So the president elect has told his declaration when he got declared on Friday that that vote is for the independence of Bougainville. He says the people have voted. The vote given him was for independence, and he assured them that he's going to deliver on what he started, and he's going to do so.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because what was his actual message during campaign time that I suppose really resonated with voters?
There's over 530 polling locations here in Bougainville at the time of the 2025 Bougainville general election. So Ishmael Turama told his declaration on Friday in Buka that he's visited over 100 plus of those 530 locations. And the thing about it is that other candidates who are also contesting the elections this year have also vouched for him in their campaign. So he's visited 130 plus of those locations, and the rest of his campaign was done by the other candidates who were also contesting this year's election.
Kelvin, I also know that there were some complaints that were raised last week by other presidential candidates, five of them, I believe, around fraud. Are you aware if any of these claims have actually been taken seriously?
The presidency for Bougainville is contested by seven candidates. Ishmael Torauma is one of those seven. And yes, five of those seven candidates have been meeting with the Electoral Commissioner of Bougainville Electoral Commission. They've been meeting since a week before, and that meeting exploded to a physical presence of five of those candidates making a physical presence at the Presidential Count Center in Buka. And it was nothing new. They came with the same allegations. They were meeting with the commissioner since then. And they alleged vote rigging. They alleged corruption in the counting process. They alleged inflated numbers by the OBEC. They alleged generally corruption in the counting process. So the Bougainville Commissioner for Elections was called out in public as well to address the five candidates whom he had met with them all throughout the past fortnight. So he told them that there is nothing wrong because the process and the figures and the process that the OBEC, Office of Bougainville Electoral Commission, has been dealing with were the same figures out in the field that came into the counting room, and everything got balanced out and there was nothing wrong with the figures.
Okay. Well, you know, what does having Ishmael Torauma back as president mean for Bougainville's, you know, independence aspirations?
When Ishmael Torauma took office in 2020, soon after the Bougainville referendum in 2019, his government was the first in 15 years that pushed aggressively with the national government to drive the agenda of independence forward with the national government. So with his return for a second term now, to me, it's a continuation of the government then, the fourth government, which Ishmael Torauma left and went to the elections. It's nothing new. I think to me, it's just a similar thing that the fourth government has been driving. It's still, well, and Ishmael Torauma made it clear as well that the vote, the landslide victory that he got was for the independence agenda to be continued, to be progressed.
Now, again, with such a landslide victory, Kelvin, what has the reaction been, though, maybe from Port Moresby of Ishmael Torauma's win? Because I understand, you know, James Marape issued a statement on Saturday. Has there been anything that Marape has said?
Prime Minister Marape is currently in New York attending the UN United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. So he's issued a statement from New York congratulating the re-election of Ishmael Torauma. He said that from his statement, he said that the return of Mr. Torauma is only a continuation of what his government, the national government, and the ABG, the Autonomous Bougainville Government, has been pursuing all along. He's welcomed Mr. Torauma back, saying that his return is a continuation of the progress the national government and the Autonomous Bougainville Government has been dealing with, and that he's looking forward to progressing the consultations, the negotiations under the Bougainville Peace Agreement to its conclusion.
Kelvin, so now that the presidential seat is done, when do we expect to hear the full results of the election? Like, when will all the results be announced?
The elections for Bougainville, for South Bougainville, it was completed the previous weekend. In Central Bougainville, it was completed just last week. For South Bougainville, there were 15 single-member constituencies together with the women's and the former combatant seats. These are two reserve seats. So in total, it gives a total of 15 seats there in South Bougainville. In Central Bougainville, there are a total of 10 single-member constituencies together with the single women's and former combatant seats, gives a total of 12 seats in total. And we're only progressing the North Bougainville seats. There are 15 single member constituency seats here. We've done 14 of them. The final count for the single member constituency is almost nearing now, nearing completion. It began yesterday with the final constituency of Aku. And then after the single member constituency seats, will come the results for the reserve seats for women and former combatants in North, and the elections will be over for Bougainville.